there a race today? Okay, here we go. It's that time once again. What time? The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goggles Committee. Yeah, yeah. All right, so yeah, it's Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, it's kind of been a weird last 24 hours because a lot of weird stuff went down, and I'm going to try to tell you what it is really quickly and in chronological order. At some point, it started getting warm, and then it rained. And then it got warmer, and it was 21 and a half, almost 22 degrees. I want to tell you it was 22 degrees, and it might have been, but when I checked the temperature, it was only 21 and a half degrees after a big rain, and so it was super humid and deadly. Crazy, crazy weather. And then, after all that went down, it dropped from 22 degrees to 0 degrees. In the span of 3 hours, maybe less, but when I checked it, it was 3 hours. And so it was below freezing overnight. And I slept weird, but I think it was, at first, I couldn't go to sleep last night because I was so freaking hot, but it wasn't that it was hot, because by that time it was, you know, at 0 degrees or slightly below. And then, but it was the humidity, and it was just brutal. And so I fell asleep late. I slept kind of weird. And then I woke up really early, slightly before dawn. I could just see light trying to come through. And that's when I started having sinus issues laying down. And I started having a sinus honk. I had a nose honk. So I couldn't go back to sleep because every time I would exhale, I would hear, coming from my damn sinuses. But I did manage to fall back asleep at some point in time, and then I woke up a couple hours earlier or later, but still not enough sleep. Although I think it really was, because the last two nights I've sort of been sleeping a lot and been taking naps. I took an hour and a half nap, almost an hour and a half. Was that yesterday? No, that was the day before. And then yesterday I took a nap for about... I've been extra tired recently. It's been kind of strange. And now I'm up early today. But I don't feel tired. I don't feel sleepy. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, I imagine in about 4 hours I'll probably be getting tired. And I'll have to take a nap. I'll have to take a 1 hour nap, and I don't know. I'll enjoy it, I'm sure. So now, suddenly, sunlight is streaming in the window. I can see light coming in that window and that window. What's going on? What the heck is going on? Well, maybe we need to go upstairs and see. Exactly. Well, we got to go upstairs anyway, so let me get up. Getting up is fairly easy. Oh, and also the last couple days, my foot, my right foot, especially the heel. What has been going on? I don't know, but yeah, right now, not having any of that. So I don't know, the humidity's been messing with me. Oh yeah, and then I got up, and I've been up for a while now, and I only remembered to take my sinus pills and stuff like 5 minutes ago. So my sinuses were kind of loose, but now everything is kind of good, and yeah, hi Dingins. Dingins is up here in the kitchen, looking out the window, a little breezy, and ooh, yeah, it's up to 40 degrees American. That's 5 degrees Celsius, maybe 6 degrees. Let's look at the other thermometer, see if it says anything different. Ah, slightly less. Yeah, this thermometer is reading 4 degrees, which is about 39 American or thereabouts. But it's nice and sunny, so we've got a nice sunny day. You know, it's really not too cold to be going outside, but it's windy. It's not, yeah, it's windy. So, yeah. Oh, that's happening. All of what is happening? Nothing is happening, Tobe. Yeah, so, as for me, wait, why are we going down here? I guess it doesn't matter. I'm having that thing where I'm giving myself a slight undercurrent of anxiety because I didn't unpatch my synth last night. And I kind of need to think about starting to get stuff together. I got a thing in 2 weeks. The big thing is in 2 weeks, and I need to get my act together. Quite literally, I need to do something. I need to do a thing. Is it going to take 2 weeks? No. Of course not. But, you know, this is that thing that I have where it's like, oh, no, we got to. And the more I worry about it. So anyway, let's go back up into the kitchen, because the truth of the matter is, I need to make some tea. Is this water boiling yet? I just put this water on a minute ago. Well, that's pretty damn close. Pretty damn close, and we got a cat up in the kitchen. Uh-oh, she's coming over here to yang at me. What are you doing, dingins? What are you doing? Give me kitty yangs in the microphone. Yeah, that was pretty good. Here, she comes and stands in front of the cabinet under the sink. So now I have to open up the cabinet so she can look in there. Is she actually going to enter the cabinet? Yeah, probably not. Sometimes it happens. Ooh, sometimes it doesn't. She's walked up. She's stuck her head in. Water's ready. Turning off the water. Watching the cat. Is the cat going to get into the cabinet under the sink? She's looking around. She's looking at some of the plastic bags. She's sniffing the corner. Is she going to jump up in there? I don't think she is, but you never know. So while we're waiting on the cat, nope, she's backing off. Okay, let's take the lid off of the water boiling vessel. And now we need to secure a thermally insulated grip. I think that'll work. And now we can execute a one-handed pour. Swirl, nice, slow. Yunnan style swirl. We put the vessel back down. We set the tea timer. Wow! Sun just got super bright. We got super bright light pouring in the windows. And there's wind. There's wind. I can see moving branches out there. Looking around in the kitchen, probably should clean up some of this recyclable stuff and get it out into the recycle bin. Oh, what else we got going on up here in the kitchen? I don't even want to know. Place looks like a disaster area. Tea timer goes off, which means we can now pull the filter on the teapot. Oh, look at all this lovely tea we have. And if you're wondering what we're drinking today, we're on the second infusion of that yummy Gaoshan that I like to drink. And I've recently started thinking that this second infusion is my favorite infusion of this stuff. It's always the second or the third, but really, really excited to start drinking tea here. Hi, Dingens. What are we doing? Do you want to get some kitty water? The cat has followed me downstairs. So I'm going to put the teapot down so we can come in here. Come on, Dingens. Let's get some kitty water. You want to get some kitty water? Come on, Dingens. Why are you standing out there now? Come on. Come on. Get your kitty butter. Okay, we're just going to do it. I don't give a damn. All right. So we pick up the old kitty water, we pour it out, we flush the toilet, we drop the bowl back on the ground, spin it so it makes that sound, and I'm just gonna fill the bowl. Alright. Every kitty wants some yummy kitty water. Then we go back out here and we tell the cat there's water in there now. Okay, now she's walking towards me. We cross paths. She enters the bathroom just as I'm exiting. The cat can drink the water now. Okay, so now, geez, gotta tell you, these last 11 minutes of this show have been exhausting. We better drink some tea. Oh, it looks so steamy and hot. Oh, I can smell it. Oh, so yummy. That must mean my sinuses are sort of back to normal. Oh. Oh my God, it's so good. Yes, it's a little bit hot, but isn't it supposed to be? Yes, it is. Oh, and speaking of hot, suddenly I'm in the mood for some Taylor Swift. And it's not necessarily that I need to hear some Taylor Swift so much as I need to hear Mike Portnoy playing the drums to that Taylor Swift track. Oh my God. We got to hear it again. I'm speechless. Just listen to the drums.
Let me hear. I stay out too late. Got nothing.
The liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world. You could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God, I'm just gonna shake it. To the fella over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake. Yeah, oh.
Unbelievable. Oh, that kills me every time. I'm sorry, but if I was Taylor Swift, I'd be doing another version of that song, and then in that weird breakdown she does, I'd be saying, "And now you need to get down to this sick Mike Portnoy beat, because that is sickness. That is ill. That is wow. That's musicianship. If you've ever wondered if drummers are actual musicians or not, yeah. Come on. Where's that? There, okay. Almost lost my tea there for a second. Why did I put my teacup down over there? That makes no sense. More tea. Yeah. I've always been fascinated by drumming. Not quite enough to want to do it myself. Oh, that's not entirely true. I do have a mild interest in trying to drum, but kind of not really. Not when I hear things like that. It's like, ugh, why am I even bothering? The reason I like to listen to drums so much nowadays is because it just gives me ideas for, you know, programming drum machines. Not that it's the same thing or anything, but I'm also beginning to wonder if I should sample that Taylor Swift little comment she makes about getting down to this sick beat. I might have to look into that. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, if you use such an obvious sample that every 12-year-old girl knows where it comes from, you're going to get the crap sued out of you by Taylor Swift. And, you know, whereas that might sound like a bad thing, I don't want to say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but in this case, that might be kind of a good thing, now, wouldn't it? Yeah, probably. So, what are we going to do now? Yeah, I don't know. Drinking tea is always a good idea. Oh, well, wait a second. What is this? Suddenly, the feed has given me some algorithmic thing that is correct, because suddenly a movie has popped up. Do I want to watch Maoshan Heavenly Master? Wait a minute. Have I seen this one or not? I think we're going to have to start it up here. See if any of this looks familiar. Scary music. And we have a Taoist practice. Oh, yeah. I know this one. I know it under a different title, though. Maoshan something or other is the other title. Yeah, this is a great one. This is one of my favorite ones. I mean, if you want to see a good Taoist sort of ghost story type movie, modern, this one's pretty flavorful. Yeah, this is the best part. The wind blows the talisman off the zombie's forehead that's, you know, following this guy around. He freaks out. Well, boom, zack, boom. Slaps another talisman on his head. The zombie's back into control. Now what's going to happen, he's going to wander into an inn. And there's going to be two freaky guys. And there's going to be some muffled, like, screaming coming from a steaming basket in a giant walk. Yep, here comes the inn. And here comes my cat. So he enters the inn, and these two guys end up being demons. I love these two actors. These are two of my favorite character actors in these movies. Hi, Pippa. You wanna watch this movie with me? Yeah, this is so great. I love this part. So he enters this like old deserted empty inn, and there's two freaky guys with pointy ears. They notice him. And they say, "Hey. What are you doing here? Who the hell are you?"
敢问大哥, 唱的什么曲儿? 踩的哪道梁啊?
唱的天师曲, 踩的是茅山的梁。
哦，原来是茅山的天师。不知可否
借宿一宿。
I wonder if I can stay here for the night. And then you hear the screaming from the giant steamer basket in the walk.
来得早不如来得巧。
And these two guys say, yeah, hang out with us. Stay here. You can stay here. Check this out. He opens up the steamer, and there's a girl. There's a girl tied up in the steamer basket. She's very attractive, and she has a red dress on. And this guy says, well, since you're treating me so kindly, maybe I should stay. And freaky demon guy says, yeah, I got this great jar of wine. Let's drink. And then they notice the zombie that's following the guy. They say, hey, what's that? Oh, yeah, no problem. He's a monster, just like you. Wait, you said that we're monsters. And then they laugh, and they decide to attack. Boom, boom, Dao's master fights the bad guys. What are you doing? And he obviously defeats them. One guy turns into a snake, and he nails him to a wall. Does the same to the second guy. Turns into a snake and shrivels up. And he kills the bad guys, he runs over to the steamer, and he grabs the girl, and he unties her. Don't be afraid, I will save you. Then there's a thunderclap, and I'm just going to kill it right there, because I don't want to ruin it for you if you're going to watch this. And yet, now the cat is in my face. Hi, Bingins. Hi, Fluffy Bingins. Do you want to get some kitty water? Come on. We got to do this again. Come on, Dingins. I need my cat to be drinking as much water as possible. Come on, Bingins, let's go. And now she won't follow me again. Come on. Do you want the damn kitty water or not? How thirsty are you? Are you going to be thirsty, baby? Come on. All right, so now she's sort of walking in this direction, but she's going to stop right there. Yes, of course. And this is the part where we pick up the water bowl, pour it out. Flush the toilet, put the water bowl back down. Then we need to stand up. We will need to walk back to the entrance of the bathroom and say to the cat, come on, Dingins, it's time for some kitty water. And I'm just going to bend over here and tap her butt. There we go. We got a cat walking into the bathroom now so we can follow her in. Hooray. And now we can start pouring the kitty water. Here, drink it up. Because kitty's going to drink. Drink it up. Drink it up. Drink it up to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She said, oh my God, what a thirsty cat. That's what she said, Dingins. I was there. That's what she said. Yeah. She said, oh my God, look at that thirsty baby. Because some people act like they've never seen a thirsty cat before. All right, now the jug's empty. The kitty water jug depleted. All right. Yeah, so if you need a crazy movie to watch, and you're always wondering, damn, what is Tobe on about all the damn time with this stupid blah, blah, blah? Well, look it up. I think you can watch this on YouTube. Maoshan Heavenly Master. It's a good one. Not to be confused with other movies with similar titles, you'll see something about Yaoshan. Tobe, what kind of tea are you drinking? I'm drinking Gaoshan. Shan is mountain. It's the equivalent of, Yama in Japanese? So let's get the kitty water filled up. So yeah, there's lots of Chinese stuff named something Shan, having to do with mountains. Mao Shan. Don't know what that means, but it's some kind of mountain. And then you have Yao Shan. Don't know what that means, but something to do with a mountain. And then you have Gao Shan, which means high mountain. Gao is high, so. All mountains are named something Shan. Just like mountains in Germany are always something Berg. Okay, that's how it works. Language. It's not nearly as difficult as you think. So go out and find somebody to talk to in a different language. Am I doing that today? What the hell am I doing today? I'm supposed to be watching football, but I don't have any damn football channels. And I think there's a race. Don't I have a race to watch tonight? I hope so. I should look for that just in case, because it'll be on very late. All right, so here's the cat again. Hi, Dingens. Why are you sitting on all the cables? Is that fun for a baby? All right, return the kitty water jug to the floor whence it belongs. I mean, whence it came. And, boy, I hate to do this to you, but I'm getting kind of nervous about missing this race. So let's flip the TV over into TV mode, which requires me to push this button, then this button, then this button. And there we go. Oh, and look, we're on the Weather Channel. Oh my God, it's going to be 73 degrees on Monday. What is that, 22? That's a good 22, kids, at least. But we're not here for the weather report. We are here for... Why does this remote not work? Why is fail? What the hell is going on here? No buttons are working? No, the volume works. What the hell, damn guy? Complete failure. What the hell? I'm pushing all these buttons, and the little red light on the remote is blinking when I push the buttons, indicating to me that the buttons are being pressed, but I'm getting no response from the TV. Pippa, you need to move. You're in the worst possible place. Well, okay, there, finally went. And I'm trying to remember what channel the race is on. It's either 30 or 31. What? Why does this button not work either? This is getting weirder and weirder. Okay, maybe I don't want to fight this right now, but I'm going to be fighting it for a while. And why is the damn race not on? And why can't I go up a single channel? Why the hell is the problem here? Wow, why does nothing work today? This is going to be one of those days, isn't it? Yeah, now this button doesn't work. Okay, alright, I give up. This is just... don't give a crap anymore. Plus, we're running out of time. So, let me just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I still gotta kill 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.